Hi, this is Michelle Anderson, and I am in Bangor at the Governor's Restaurant with Sammy Bailey, who's running as an independent for the seat of the Governor of the State of Maine. Hi, Sammy, how are you doing?
How are you today?
I'm great. Good to see you.
Yeah, it's good. I had a good drive up, and how about yourself?
Pretty good. I enjoy coming down in the fall. The leaves and everything.
Oh, yeah.
It's magic to me.
You can't beat that for me.
You can't. So let me start out by asking you what I guess everybody wants to know. I'm from Northern Maine. Why do I want to vote for you?
Because I consider myself from Northern Maine. That's an excellent question. I'm glad you asked it. Okay. I was, dropped. I arrived on the shores of Limestone, Maine, 40-some-odd years ago. And, of course, Maine has actually molded and shaped me to the point where I don't think I could ever leave. Okay? And why would I want to? This is God's country. But as far as Northern Maine is concerned, yes, I love Northern Maine. I just love it. I really do.
You're familiar with the issues up there then? Somewhat?
Oh yes. One of the biggest issue up there is the economic issue. They've had some very tragic mishaps as far as business is concerned. The base left, which was major economic mainstay when it was there. The potato industry has slid down. And to be honest, I don't think the people in Aroostook, not having to face economic downturns like that before, have the necessary, let's say, roots to pull themselves back up to where they were.
I can edit this part out. Thank you.
You're welcome. I'll bring more coffee.
Thank you. Yeah, you can get it because
coffee.
Ooh, they were high on they were getting high on coffee. Okay. I drink so much coffee.
I do too.
I know.
That's all I got.
I could tell. Because that's the first thing you said. I'm coffee.
Quick. It's been 5 minutes.
So I guess as far as that would be the number one thing is economic. It is very, very, they've been hit. It's like a double whammy when you have your major industry and then also the base, which was providing economic activity in the area, all of it to leave at one time almost, it just does. It's dead what it has to some of the area. As a matter of fact, when I was on the base, which was 40 years ago, and I go there now, it's like a whole new area economically. Because back then, you could see new cars going off the lot by the dozens. When you went to Presque Isle, Northland Hotel was just busy, you know. On Friday night, the restaurants were all full. People enjoyed a better standard of living. And I'm for one that can see that. And it's very vivid to me because I away.
Right.
And then go back.
So do you have any idea what needs to be done to fix all that? Or as governor, what you could do?
Okay. The first thing I think needs to be done in the county, is there has to be a more developed culture of business. In other words, it was so good for so long until the business people in the area did not develop a culture where this might leave.
Right. It'll never end.
They thought it would never end. And so they cannot afford to do business like they did. One of the things I would do as governor was to get commissions started. Full-bodied commissions that knew what they were doing in those areas. Okay, professional people, all types of professionals that would be able to work on those committees and throw out the ideas for new businesses and all the subtleties that make a that makes an area grow. Now, I'm in a particularly good, or I was in a particularly good situation to see that, because I went to Massachusetts, or drive down to Massachusetts, because I wanted to take advantage of the computer industry when it got started. I knew how to place people in one type of computer, AS400, and they could not get enough of me. And this went on for 7 years. And one day I woke up, and the computer industry had went south. And people in Massachusetts at that time did not say, they seemed to be more worried about what kind of severance they're going to get rather than if something new was coming. They had been through that before with other industries. And it wasn't long before you saw biotech signs hanging every place, and there's new things like logistics and all of that. And there's people, it was just a dip for a while, and then right on. But they knew, but they had the educational and the culture background to deal with it. They knew how to do it. And I think this is what Northern Maine could use. But you have to have a... there was a governor at one time, Governor Jim Longley, and he did a lot of that as an independent governor. You have to have a, you have to be a bullwhip with the very people who elected you,
right,
to get them to understand what's missing. Okay, another area. We here in Maine educate our kids probably better. There's all types of rankings in which we come very high on the ladder, except one. We let our best and our brightest go to other areas because they cannot find jobs that will lead to them being entrepreneurs, will lead to them being strong business leaders, that will lead to them making money. And we do not instill in our best and brightest that when they get out of college, that's just one step towards a brilliant career. Stay right here, and it will come to you if you work hard. Instead, we more or less in Aroostook County, or they do in Aroostook County, have the we teach our best and our brightest get a good job after school and try to hang on to
it. Right.
And that limits the amount of economic activity for the future, because all you wind up with is old people. I have nothing against old people. I'm old myself. But let's face it, we enjoy, we know that they've worked hard all their life and they have their Social Security and they have all this other stuff and everything. But you've got to have somebody churning out the goods every day and finding a new way to churn it out and find a new way to grow what potatoes can do, et cetera, et cetera. Okay? Old people don't do it. Okay? So they're sitting back and relaxing. And probably, no, I won't say that, having lunch just like we are right now, during the middle of the day, okay? So that's just some of the ideas that I would throw out that there needs to be some fundamental changes in the way that they do business, the way that they teach their kids what's coming up, etc. It goes right down the line, okay? You got to have all of this working simultaneously together, or you never recover. There's such a thing. To me up there, they're not recovering from the recession. One last thing. I do know of one business that I had personal experience with in Caribou. One of the few businesses during this time that started and grew very fast, and they tend to bear out my theory and what I believe. It was a company called ATX. They couldn't find an executive in the area, so they came to me in Boston. Somehow or another we hooked up because I'm from Maine. The owner of the business found that I was from Maine, so he tended to put some trust in me. And I did find him a person that would move to Caribou. And this ATX started and grew very fast and employed as high as 175 to 200 people. And then the owner, the two owners, they were brothers, sold out. And when they sold out, I went to Caribou not too long ago, and that firm was still there. And I asked one of the fellows that came out of there, he was going to lunch, I said, I thought these two brothers sold out. He said they did, but they taught us a lot while they were running it, and so we got our own thing started. And I thought, this is something that very rarely occurs in Aroostook County, and one of the reasons why it's not better economic activity is because we have in the past 50 to 100 years let large companies come in, medium-sized companies come in, but we don't require their management to be there. It's always out-of-state management. So when the sales goes down and then the company gets ready to go out or go under, you don't have any management expertise that can continue it. And that culture needs to change. We need to have big, large companies like I can name some in Millinocket there, for instance, Georgia Pacific.
Great Northern.
A lot of that management, the overall management, is out of state. And you cannot have that and expect for a company when it's low in sales to, you've got to have a core group of people that know how to run businesses, okay? And so that's another change that has to take effect. If I was governor, I would, the commissions that I set up, this would be probably one of their requirements, that if we're going to bring in money and invest in businesses here, we're going to make sure those people live here and don't take that expertise out of
elsewhere. Okay, what do you think about Dirigo?
The audience can't see the face.
Yeah, I know. Okay, one of the things that I'm not familiar with and can't give stated opinions on is, I know as a good manager, and if I'm going to, I'll be quite honest, if I'm going to win this election, I've got to have a structure, campaign, an organization that is as good, if not better, as the Democrats have in place, which has been doing it for a number of years, and the Republicans, who has been doing it for a number of years. The only way that I can build that type of structure is not to put specific attention to any particular laws and this type of thing now, because it takes up too much of my time, and rather build a organization. This is hard for most people to understand. This is hard for most people to understand. But if you're going to build a house, okay, the design of the house, and where you're going to put things in each room, and how many windows the house has, is excellent. But if you concentrate on that, and you don't know how to put in a and you don't have a good foundation,
okay,
you're not going to have any house.
Okay.
So right now at this stage, 1 year, because we still got a year and some months, 1 year before the election, I am putting into place a number of things that will make your down and dirty Democrat and your highfalutin Republican say, where did he learn that? Okay? And this is why I don't concentrate on those small. I will get to that when I have a trained staff that is going to take that is, and I even will have some people like one young volunteer I have at Colby College. He's brilliant with the political thing, and you starting to talk and you got to shut him up. I will just set him down and say, why don't you teach me what you know, okay? And why don't you tell me what you know? Because I think you can catch on those things very, very quickly.
Yeah.
But they do not win elections at this point.
Okay, so without getting into specifics, overall, are you a big government guy? I mean, I'm just trying to get a sense of what you are.
No, I'm not a big government guy, but there are some things in this day and age and in this modern world in which government is, in which you should use government funds as a stimulus, because sometimes culture and it's too difficult to get funds without it being legislated, okay? So, when it's needed as a stimulus, and you got a plan, for how this money is going to be used, and you also have someone to watch over it, okay? A steering committee, okay? Then I think, sure. On the other hand, you have to...
How come when I come in, I didn't get a new suit?
Okay. I'm sorry about that. Okay.
And I'll edit that out too.
Okay. But also, you have to take into consideration that sometimes you can't expect private citizens to risk their own fortunes in order to get something.
You can or you can't?
You can't.
You cannot.
You cannot.
Okay.
You cannot expect private citizens to. And when you do, you have to deal with a lot of
personalities. You have to deal with a lot of things that will keep the plan from going forward. Mm-hmm. Most people think of government as a very slow way of getting things done. Not necessarily. I'm not a tremendous big government man, but I think they can serve its purpose.
Okay.
It has experience. Okay. It's just like the military. We was in Vietnam and they got on and on and on and on and on and on, but there had to be a time when, you know, you pull back. So I want to ask you a question specifically. I think government funding can be used to stimulate.
Okay.
Not to continue with it. Because
like a one-time deal, you mean?
Yes, like a one-time deal.
Not support for the rest of its life.
Not support for the rest of its life, but to stimulate, to get a, to overhaul, get a certain problem done. Because when you have it on a permanent basis, it becomes just like the welfare system. Clinton went in, and he was a liberal, and he was not opposed to welfare, but to continue it. So that's why he started setting up the rules differently, so that people could only get welfare for so long. Okay? And I think a community, for instance, like up in Oyster County, there's nothing wrong with bringing in the funding. Because there's nothing wrong with it because, let's face it, the old potato farmers and the other ones up there who have money and who have the expertise, they're not about to let it go that easily.
Right.
Okay? And so it hampers. So the rest of the people are left out, you know?
Funny you should mention Clinton and welfare and time limits. Because that federal time limit, I don't know if you're aware of this, and I talk about this a lot. The federal time limit is 60 months. Every individual in this country can stay on 60 months. Of course, they have waivers and all sorts of things. But at the end of 60 months, that's it. You're done. The state of Maine is one of two states that does not heed that limit. We have pretty much limitless, at the state level, welfare. It's why we get people moving in from New Jersey. I mean, if you're, let's say you're sitting...
Most people don't know that.
People on welfare know it. It's why we get this influx. You're sitting in Atlantic City, and you're about to hit your fifth year, and you really don't want, you enjoy, you know, you want to live, continue that lifestyle, you have to move, I believe it's Michigan or Maine. Just two states. So what are you going to do? You're going to go to one of those states or you're going to get a job. Now, granted, many people want to get a job, but there are also many people who don't mind being layabouts for the rest of their lives. So this is why we end up with an influx of people on welfare. The problem is not only that that overwhelms the system, just in general, now we've got more people that are getting and fewer people that are giving. But the federal government stops reimbursing after that five-year limit. If we're not following their guidelines, they're not reimbursing us for what they, you know, for their portion. So, my question to you is, you don't know about that, right?
No, I don't.
My question is, would you be willing to look into that? And do you think that's right? I mean,
yes.
To me, it just seems
insane. Fundamentally goes against what I actually believe in and the culture that I was presented when I came to Maine.
Okay. Right.
You earn what you get. And this was a part of that's just taken for granted by most, I guess, middle-class people. That's taken for granted. I think probably some previous governors were not aware of that until it was brought to their attention.
That could be, because you can't find it in any one place. I'll tell you more about that later.
Later.
Yeah.
Later.
Is there, and I'll take that little piece out. Is there anything that you would like my audience to know before we end the interview?
Well, I think before someone is elected, put into the job of governor, it should be a person we're taking the skills and all the things we just talked about for granted, that they have all of this, the education, the da-da-da-da-da, so forth and so on. But I think that many people are very astute, and they can and I'm talking very slow on this, simply because I don't want to turn it into an emotional issue, but I started thinking about running for governor 25, 30 years ago, and it was directly related to a thought that I have of I'm very successful. I've had a lot of success here in Maine, both personal and business, every which way. And there comes a point in time in life, I don't know where I picked this up at, but you have to give back. And I think, from what the people of Maine has taught me, and what I learned in 11 years in business in Massachusetts, all the money is, that I can just get back so much. Because I got a combination of two things. One, I'm emotionally involved with Maine people, and I have the technical ability and know-how, and has seen it work in the businesses down in Mass. So I'm ready to give back.
Thank you. I hope to be able to interview again as the season goes on, this long season. And thank you very much.
Thank you.